This podcast brought to you by Peterson Auto Group. With 5 stores and 10 brands and more than 1,800 new and used vehicles to choose from, Peterson Auto Group likely has your perfect car. This hour brought to you by A1 Heating and Air. Stay cool and comfy this summer with A1 Heating and Air Conditioning. Visit A1Heating.com.
If you're talking about it...
They don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
David Allen in for the vacationing Paul J. Schneider. Chris, you know what's coming up?
Your lunch. No,
no.
What is?
My breakfast.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, okay.
The 102nd Annual Snake River Stampede.
Well, yeah, okay, that too.
July 18th yeah. through the 22nd at the Ford Idaho Center in Nampa.
Considerably more fun.
It's a lot of fun. There's bull riding. There's horse riding. There's roping. There's wrangling.
Now
there's a circus rodeo clown.
You must have brought this up for a reason.
The reason is a family four-pack of tickets. 336-3711, 336-3711. If you are the sixth caller, you will get a four-pack of tickets to the Snake River Stampede. And you will go out, and it'll be free of charge because we're giving you the tickets. If you don't win this morning, listen this afternoon to Nate Shellman between 3 and 7. He's got another family four-pack to give away.
All right.
We're just throwing stuff at people. let me tell you this. This is not...
Yeah, we're like at a ball game.
Exactly. Here, just got a. I got a ticket shooter
if
that I'm just...
If you're in the first 17 or 18 rows, you might get something.
Did you hear this story that... I think I just heard it this morning for the first time. One of the largest icebergs ever recorded broke off from an ice shelf in Antarctica, British scientists announced this morning.
Yeah, I think, I'm not sure, but I think somebody has been predicting that was going to happen.
Yes. The one trillion ton.
And then there were other people predicting it's not.
Yeah.
And then some of the people who were predicting it were saying, okay, well, it is, but it's not our fault.
It is what it is, yeah.
Okay, so whatever, yeah.
The 1 trillion ton iceberg.
Trillion?
Trillion. With twice of the volume of Lake Erie.
Okay, that's big.
Exactly. Broke off from the Larsen Sea ice shelf between Monday and Wednesday.
I've been to Lake Erie, which is actually quite normal.
Yeah.
And it's large.
It's been monitoring the shelf. This Project Midas has been monitoring the shelf all week.
Okay.
At 2,200 square miles, the chunk of floating ice is nearly the size of Delaware.
So it's basically an island now.
Yes.
Okay.
The iceberg is likely to be named A68.
Well, that's clever.
I guess. And the thing is, I don't know what this means for us.
What the next one will be named.
Is A69 probably?
Maybe not.
I'm just wondering if, does this mean that shipping lanes down there are in trouble?
Well, that as long as you don't run into it, it's probably fine. But
how could you ever miss something the size of Delaware?
It's broken off. How fast is it like moving away from where it used to be?
It doesn't say how fast it's moving.
I mean, if you weighed 1 trillion pounds, how fast could you go?
I don't know very fast, but in water, I would weigh less than 1 trillion, maybe.
Oh, good point.
So, because that's the beauty of being in water.
It could be just a few hundred billion.
Yeah. It's the Antarctic winter now, and lack of sunlight means that no optical satellite data is being collected, so there's no way we can even see it. So how do we know it happened?
Penguins?
Pittsburgh penguins?
Maybe.
All right.
I don't know where they are. You know, it's off-season.
The calving reduced the size of the ice shelf by some 12%. So 12% of the ice shelf in Antarctica broke off.
That's like when the calves are born.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although
apparently this means something completely different.
Yeah.
All right.
It means that the ice shelf calved an iceberg.
Gotcha.
The size of Delaware. So it kind of means the same thing.
It essentially gave birth to an ice calf.
Yeah. As big as the state of Delaware and with 1 trillion tons.
Fortunately, the state of Delaware isn't, it's like our second smallest state after Rhode Island. But it's still probably larger than, and by the way, I could be wrong about that. Connecticut could be smaller, too.
I think Connecticut's
sure.
smaller, yeah.
Connecticut's got more people.
Rhode Island's smaller, too, maybe.
Yeah, Rhode Island is the smallest in terms of area. But Delaware is still bigger than you want to run into.
Well, that's the thing. It might be small for a state, but it's huge for an iceberg.
Yeah, good point there.
Anyway, one of those things that you're not really sure about.
And as people say, and by the way, as I've seen people say on the internet the last 2 weeks over and over and over and over, that it's not the part of the iceberg you can see that's going to do the most damage.
All right. No offense.
Which always indicates that something is going on that you don't know about, and everybody seems to think that. Okay, go ahead.
We have a winner for the Snake River Stampede tickets.
Okay.
Not a clue. This, it almost looks like...
Oh, you can't read his hand.
Todd with 1D took a chicken, put his little itty-bitty feet in ink...
The chickens.
The chickens' feet, okay. And just let them walk across the paper.
All right.
Because that actually looks like E-L-I-N-N. I know it's Elena, but it looks like a double N.
Well, good for you, Elena.
And then the last name looks like E-O-A-S-E, which doesn't seem like it would be a name at all.
Kind of sounds like the end of a Disney song.
Anyway, the big thing is that we have a winner, so listen to Nate Shellman this afternoon.
He's going to write it again, and this isn't going to help, I'm sure.
No, I'm sure it's not. You know what? You know what it is? It's because you're left-handed. You're a mutant. And I say that because my brother's left-handed, and I love him to death, but he's also a mutant. Everybody who writes left-handed, mutants.
What about left-handed drummers?
Mutants.
Okay.
It's awkward. Left-handed golfers, you're hitting from the wrong side of the ball.
You know Paul Jay's left-handed.
I understand that. Okay. Have you seen his handwriting?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's awful.
I can read it, though. I've been reading it for years.
Well, you're used to it.
Exactly.
He hands me a piece of paper, and I'm like, that's what I think he's written. And there's a chance that that's actually what he's written. Right. Coming up after the break.
We still don't know what it means.
Coming up after the break, we'll talk about Donald Trump Jr., emails, Russians, and collusion.
Everybody else is.
I know. But first, one final look at traffic. See, I wanted to have like 5 minutes where we just talked about an Antarctic iceberg and not talk about Donald Trump Jr.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 1, listen to Savage on 670 KBOI.
8:50 now at 670 KBOI. Coming up after the top of the hour news, Congressman Raul Labrador will be joining us at 9:06. Mm-hmm. We'll be able to discuss all things health care and Russian with him.
Essentially Congress, Washington, that sort of thing.
Yeah. But first, let's talk about this. And I'm just going to read this headline from USA Today today. Donald Trump Jr.'s Russia emails. Smoke, meat fire.
Maybe.
I don't.
Here's the reason I say maybe. I have heard opinions all over the board on this one, and they all kind of have a point. The people who look at this and say, "Oh, this is just awful," and probably a law was broken, and I think, well, yeah, maybe there was. And then there are the people whose opinion goes as far as to say, you know, who cares about any of this? And show me some proof, do this, you know, whatever. And somebody were like, this is the proof. Well, no, it's not. And then the lawyer,
Donald Trump's lawyer,
the president's personal lawyer, has gone on television. And he said the meeting didn't amount to anything and nothing was learned. So no harm done, which somebody said, well, that's like saying that, I shot at a guy but missed him. So, no, you know, that should be fine.
That's a little bit.
Yeah, and I think
it's not really apples and apples,
yeah,
but I get your point, though.
Exactly.
I get your point.
No, I'm just here. I hear it all over the place, and there are a whole lot of people who are just get on with business. I mean, who cares about all this stuff? And there are plenty of people who say, "Well, we keep hearing about all this evidence, but we never see any of it." And this apparently now we were talking about this just you and I this morning, and the guy who set up this meeting really was the only one, apparently, who ever mentioned that there was going to be some dirt on Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
And I guess that was apparently, as far as we know right now, that was a ruse to get all the guys to come to the meeting.
That's all I can
say. And a lot of people say, well, you're guilty because you wanted to go to that meeting. And say, no, we were in a campaign, and when they tell you there's dirt on your opponent, you go and find out what it is. Over and over and over and over. And then somebody said, well, when they said it was the Russian government, why didn't you immediately contact the FBI? And I don't really have a good reason why they didn't do that.
I don't either.
Except for when they found out maybe it really wasn't the Russian government, they decided, why call the FBI?
Yeah.
So, everyone here seems to be both guilty and innocent, and people really care about this, and people really
don't care about this.
And sometimes it's the same people.
It was interesting yesterday because Rush Limbaugh has done a lot of shows about the Russians and Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr. He's done a lot of it. So yesterday he was talking to people and he had two or three people back to back to back who called in and said, I just don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
And Donald said, well, what if it really does show that he colluded with the Russians? They said, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me at the end of the day.
You know he was playing devil's advocate.
Sure he was. He doesn't care either. So. He doesn't care either.
No.
But he was asking as a talk show host, saying, are you all tuning out? And this guy called in and said, I got to be honest with you, Rush. When I tuned in this morning and you started talking about it, it sounded like it was Charlie Brown's teacher to me. Because I'm just sick of hearing wah, 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 wah.
Exactly.
I don't even care. And to me...
On the other hand, like I said, there are a whole lot of people out there for whom this is an enormous deal, and they can't believe that these people that are currently in the administration and in the White House would actually go to a meeting like this and not tell anybody about it, on and on and on and on. And I'm thinking, well, okay, the president's son turned over all these emails knowing what was in them, so apparently he didn't think anything was wrong.
I mean, if somebody, let's say you came to me and said, hey, David, I know somebody who knows something about the competition in radio.
Okay.
And I go, really? Okay, I'd like to hear a little bit about the inside story there. Mm-hmm. So I go over to this person,
right,
and they actually just want to talk about Goodwill with me and how I can donate more of my furniture to them.
Well,
then I'm just going to walk away.
That's like if somebody out of the blue who you've never socialized with invites you over to a party because he wants to introduce you to something.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the sort of thing we're talking about.
And so when I find out they want to talk about, you know, the United Way or whatever, or Goodwill.
Whatever.
And I'm like, well, this isn't really what I came here for, so I'm going to go.
Something.
But I'm not going to come back to you and go, dude, you told me they had information. I'm just not going to tell anybody anything because the meeting wasn't what they said it was going to be.
Okay, that and people say, okay, that's perfectly fine. I'll argue the other side here.
Sure.
People say that's perfectly fine, except we're talking about the Russian government.
Except that woman says she has no ties at all to the Russian government.
Except, as you said, maybe it wasn't the Russian government.
Yeah. But, and so do you tell them... Do you tell anybody, CIA, FBI?
And basically Donald Trump Jr. is saying, you know, we have a whole lot of different meetings that are like this, and they're just, you know, every day and stuff. There are a couple things that aren't particularly good about the whole thing, is that two of them didn't disclose that they had ever been to a meeting like that. Okay, so that might have to be resolved.
That's obviously question marks about that.
And then Donald Trump Jr. said, well, the two other guys, you know, Jared Kushner and the other guy coming to the campaign manager coming to the meeting didn't know what it was for, and yet he had sent them the same email that he got, so he was wrong about that. Now, is he just wrong remembering this because it was 13 months ago, or was he trying to hide it? I don't know. You know, and there are opinions all over the place, and there are a lot of people thinking it's a complete waste of time, and then other people are saying, no, we have to get to the bottom of this. And generally, it tends to be a tad partisan.
Well, let me ask you, and that's stunning in today's day and age, let me ask you this question real quick before we go to break. So, the Hillary email thing, the FBI got the information, and like 2 days later, they had their results. Be you for it or against it. I mean, Comey came out and said,
Did they do a word search? Is that
what that's what I'm wondering. Did they just then? How is this Russia Trump thing taken 8 months?
I don't know.
Who's investigating? That's what I want to know. Is the FBI investigating? Is the CIA investigating?
Robert Mueller.
What's taking so long?
It's an independent investigation. I don't know.
I know. I think that's where people's frustration lies.
Maybe he's doing it in his spare time. I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's where my frustration lies anyway.
Or the other possibility is they're not going to stop until they find something. And so far they haven't found anything.
Then you are wasting your time.
Okay.
If after 8 months you haven't found anything, I'm bored.
I don't know that that's true. We're speculating.
Exactly. So much gray area here. It just makes me crazy.
But all I can tell you is the events of this week have made some people very angry and other people very happy and other people extremely apathetic.
Exactly. Coming up after national news and then local with Rick, we've got Congressman Raul Labrador on 670 KBOI.
Stay cool and comfy this summer with A1 Heating and Air Conditioning. Visit A1Heating.com.
If you're talking about it...
They don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Welcome back to the show. 906, David Allen in for Paul J. Chris Walton here with us. With us? That's weird.
Yeah, I'm usually here.
That was strange. Joining us on the phone... From Washington, D.C., Congressman Raul Labrador. Congressman, how are you this morning, sir?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
I am doing very well. Chris is also doing well. We thank you for your time this morning. I'm going to address the elephant in the room, and I use elephant on purpose. Uh-huh. What is your take on all of the Russian collusion, Trump Jr. Sr. aggravation that's going on right now?
Well, you know, there's a fascinating article. It's an opinion piece by Jonathan Turley, who is a professor at George Washington University, who I respect a lot. He's somebody who was critical of the Bush administration when they thought they had done wrong, and was critical of the Obama administration when they thought they had done wrong.
Yeah, basically nonpartisan guy.
Correct. Very, very, just an excellent professor, and his title is Don Jr.'s Russia Meeting Wasn't Collusion, Just Amateur Hour. and I think it's a very, I would ask everybody to go online and look for this article. I think it goes through it line by line. It refutes every argument that there was criminal activity. In fact, he makes the argument that it's kind of odd to claim that Don Jr. committed a crime when what he was trying to figure out was whether the Clinton people committed a crime. Yeah. That's what the conversation was going to be about. They, you know, the claim was that they had evidence that Hillary Clinton had committed a crime against the United States. Obviously, you know, after 20 minutes of a meeting, they didn't have any information about the Clinton campaign. I think it was a mistake for him to go to that meeting. Mm-hmm. I think he admitted that last night on TV, that he probably should have gone to that meeting.
He said in retrospect he wouldn't do it again.
Exactly. That's why I thought the title was very appropriate. Wasn't collusion, it's just amateur hour.
Does the fact, though, that the gentleman who set up the meeting... You know, apparently he was setting it up under false pretenses, but does the fact that he set it up saying it was something from the Russian government and still got those three guys to go to the meeting, does that make any difference to you?
I don't think it does. I still think he shouldn't have gone. Yeah. I mean, I think the moment that you say something like that, but we have to talk about criminality. Was mm-hmm. there any criminality? Was there any criminal intent? And they're just trying to find out. At the time, there was a lot of information about the Hillary Clinton actually colluding with the Russian government and selling off some of our natural resources and other things. That's what they were trying to find out. I mean, there was evidence of that. There was information about that. And that's what they were trying to find out. Again, I think it was a monumental mistake on their part to do it.
Well, so they were they were sort of conducting their own investigation. But as you said, part of that article was amateur.
Absolutely. And the irony of this whole thing is that we do have evidence of a campaign that colluded with Russia and used information from Russia. If you think about it, why did we start talking about these Russian interactions? It was because of a dossier that came out, remember, from mm-hmm. Russia, from some investigator in England who had been working with Russian agents. The Clinton campaign used that against Trump. Mm-hmm. And why is the media not talking about that? You know, so the one campaign that we do know that used information from Russian sources against the other campaign was the Clinton campaign against the Trump campaign.
My guess is if you ask them, they would say, well, she lost, and so we're talking to the guy who won.
Exactly. So what everybody needs to understand is that the Russians have been attempting to undermine our elections for many, many decades. Mm-hmm. This is not something new. This is something that they have always done. If you remember, and I try to remind people of this, when Mitt Romney was asked who our greatest threat was, he said that our greatest geopolitical threat was whom?
The Russians.
The Russians. What did the Democrats do? They snickered at that. In fact, do you remember what Obama's answer was to that answer? What his retort? He said, the 80s called, they want their foreign policy back. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. Yes, sir.
So apparently when the Republicans were showing concern about Russia, it was something to snicker at because the Democrats cannot stand the fact that Hillary Clinton lost and that Trump is in power. They continue to make these allegations that have absolutely no basis. However, I do think this does show the concern that this administration needs to have about continuing to put their children out there again and again and again as his main spokespeople. They are not trained professionals in this area. They're very smart. I actually spent 2 days with Don Jr. I think he's a very smart guy, very personable. I had a great time with him. But you need to be very careful about continuing to put his children again and again and again as his main spokespeople because they're not trained in what we're doing.
Well, it's like you said, I mean, one of the smartest guys I ever knew was a math professor, but he didn't know anything about Shakespeare.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Now let's go to the next thing on the docket here, healthcare, and obviously that's been back and forth. But the Senate just said that they think they're close to getting something done, and so they're going to skip a couple of weeks vacation in August. Do you have to do the same thing, or do you get to take a break?
Well, we asked it, the Freedom Caucus. I'm a member of the Freedom Caucus, as you know. And
yes.
We asked about 2 months ago for the August recess to be delayed.
Okay.
Because we haven't finished our job. Mm-hmm. I mean, and think about it. You know, I actually could spend more time in Idaho. I'm running for another office right now, and it would be beneficial to me to be back in Idaho. But I think we need to get our job done. Gratefully, thankfully, we have done our job on healthcare. Now we need to make sure that that they do their job. So I don't know exactly what's going to happen with the House, but we have asked to remain here and do the work that we need to do. We still have to work on tax reform. We still have to work on a bunch of authorization bills. We have to work on a lot of different things, and I think it wouldn't hurt us whether we delay the recess or come back early from the recess. There's no need for us to be back in Idaho or back in our districts for 5 weeks. Although we get plenty done. You know, we do work when we're back in the districts, but I think it's important for us to show that we're doing the work of the American people.
Congressman, come September 1st, what do you expect to be done? What do you expect Congress to have completely done?
Well, I think we should have at least addressed the healthcare issue. I do think it was a mistake I don't remember who did it first, but to have a deadline that we were going to have healthcare done by so many days, that's a very complicated issue. And I don't think it's surprising that it's taking so much time to unwind. I mean, think about what it took the Democrats. It didn't take them just a year to get this done. They had been working on healthcare legislation, trying to socialize medicine for 50 years.
Mm-hmm, good point.
So it's not something that they just did in 1 year. Some of the legislative hearings only took 1 year, but if you remember, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton tried it. Before them, other Democratic presidents had tried it and other Democratic administrations and Congresses. So it's not something that they just did overnight. So I think it was the game of expectations. You just have to be very careful with that. So when somebody said, and I don't remember who was the first person who said it, that we could get that done in the first, 100 days, that was just a mistake of having that kind of expectations. It's not surprising that it's taken us this long. I hope that we can have it done by the 1st of September. But I'm not sure that that's that's even appropriate to have a deadline.
Right.
Just need to get it done. To me, the important thing is that we have health care done and tax reform done by the end of this Congress.
I just almost feel bad for you guys because I'm thinking, if there isn't really a deadline, you might as well go on vacation. But I know what you mean.
Yeah.
All right, Congressman Raul Labrador, we appreciate your time today. Thank you so much for your candor and your answers, and have a great rest of your week, sir.
All right, thank you very much.
Take care, thanks. Congressman Raul Labrador, answer all the questions. That's all you can ask. We will talk about what his answers were, though, when we get back. You're listening to 670 KBOI. It's 9:16.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 3, listen to Nate on 670 KBOI.
921 at 670 KBOI. KBOI rewards code meeting. MEETING, meeting. If you go to KBOI.com, enter that keyword meeting, you'll get your 5,000 rewards points. Also, some redacted documents will come your way in the mail. And they'll be able to Russian post stamp on them.
I'm sure they will, yeah.
The one thing, David Allen and Chris Walton here with you, we just had Congressman Raul Labrador on, and we were talking obviously about the Russian thing and the healthcare thing. The thing that I liked that he said about the healthcare thing, and you and I have talked about this when we've worked, whether it be Monday or the other times Paul J's been out. I don't need them to get it done fast.
Mm-hmm. Just right.
I need them to get it done right. That's really all I care about, and it's incredibly frustrating to me. And I am talking about this whether it be the Russian investigation, even though I don't want that faster than it's been going. But healthcare, minimum wage, tax breaks, whatever you're doing, let's get it done right rather than just getting it done fast.
Well, and that's kind of the reason I asked him that last question, or that made that last point, because he said, we really don't have a deadline that we set. but we're going to cancel our vacation and work on it because we haven't finished yet. And I'm thinking, you know, you might as well go on the scheduled vacation and, you know, maybe hold some more town halls, do something.
Yeah,
and
5 weeks.
I mean, I think they know what they're going after. They don't have to go back and ask people what they want anymore. They either clearly know or they clearly don't care. One of the two. That depends on which part of your.
Sure.
I say that in a partisan way, of course. But I'm just saying that, you know, if you don't have this goal that you need to have it done by September 1st or something, take that vacation, get a little refreshed, and then come back and work all fall, you know?
I think it just bugs me 5 weeks of vacation when you're not doing anything, so.
And quick instant message here from Mari. And she reacted to the question that I asked about, those guys were doing their own FBI investigation. And as that article said, it was an amateur thing.
Yeah.
She asked, I meant if the idiot got info that someone was doing something illegal during a campaign, it was the FBI's job to look into it, not Junior. Sorry if that was unclear. Oh, and she wrote a little bit earlier, too. Oh, gosh, there's quite a bit, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
But you know what? I'll save some of it for after the break.
Let's do this real quick,
all right,
then.
Let's do this.
Let's go to the phones. 336-3700, 1-800-529-5264. Rich in Boise, you're on 670 KBOI. How are you, sir?
Good. Well, first of all, to answer your question, David, yes, if somebody calls you and says that they have information from the Russian government on a campaign, which is against the law, you do go to the FBI. It wasn't amateur hour. Paul Manafort had been involved in politics for 40 years. I think he worked on the Nixon campaign. He was involved clear back then. What Ron Lambert was saying was an amateur hour was just ridiculous.
Well, actually, that was from Jonathan Tully's article. It was not. Raul Labrador was just saying the article that he read said it wasn't treason, it was amateur hour. So he was just repeating that article title.
Yeah, that's all he was repeating the same nonsense. You're right.
Well, no, Rich. Now, hang on now. We've been very cordial to one another. I'm not saying it's nonsense. He read an article, and he simply repeated the title of the article. That's all he said.
Yeah, I know what he said. I heard him.
Well, no, because you've misconstrued it now. And that's not fair because he's not here to defend himself. And if you want to say that the meeting was ill-advised and he shouldn't have done it and he should have gone to the FBI, that's fine. But to say that Raul Labrador was the one who said it was amateur hour is not true. He didn't say that it was amateur hour.
However, he did agree with it.
He did agree with it, but he said that the article said it was amateur hour.
All right.
Yeah, he was agreeing with it. You're right.
Thank you.
I'm just saying it wasn't amateur hour because Paul Manafort is not an amateur.
But Donald Trump Jr. is, and it was Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting that he set up.
Paul Manafort went to.
Yes, I understand
Manafort
that.
Went to this meeting.
I understand that.
And he should have known better. Because if somebody calls you up, and another thing, we don't know what kind of information they got at that meeting. We don't know if that woman was involved with the Russian government or not. She's now saying she doesn't. We don't know what kind of information she gave them or what kind of information they hid. All we know is that somebody called them up. It'd be like somebody emailed you and said, I know how to kill Chris Walton and get rid of the body. Meet me at Anmore's Park.
He'd go.
I'd go to that meeting, and trust me, I already know
Half the people in the building, Rich, would go.
That's a good point. Rich, thanks for the call. We got to get to a break. I'm sorry. 9:26, News with Rick Worthington is next on 670 KBOI.
Remember, you are listening to Paul, Jay, and Chris on 670 KBOI.
Welcome back to the show, 9:37. This portion of our little show that we call Idaho Talks Live, brought to you by the good folks at Harmon Travel. Get your Boise State football road trips scheduled now before they're all booked up. Harmon Travel has your trip packages to Washington State and San Diego State. Go to harmontravel.com or call them at 388-3000 to get all the trip details. Harmon Travel, they are the official travel partner for Boise State Athletics. 336-3700, 1-800-529-5264. Let's go out to the phones. Buck in Meridian, you're on 670 KBOI. How are you?
Morning, gentlemen. I'm fine. Don't give me a test, though. My comment is that the Republicans, of which I'm one, have sent to the president how many repeal bills before Mr. Trump was elected. And, of course, they were vetoed. But why is it taking them so long to get a repeal bill now? Repeal is step one. What they do after that, they can worry about later. One other comment, the entire country is safer when those guys are on vacation. I wish they'd stay on vacation time and quit screwing with the law.
All right, Buck. Thanks for checking in. We appreciate it. Have a great day. We appreciate that. Bye. That's genius.
You know, I've kind of heard that opinion before. There are people who say, you know, before you change every law every single year, let a few of them, you know, kick in for a while and see how they do.
Let them marinate for a little bit.
But that's really not how politics works.
And I always love whenever they talk about a government shutdown and what do we do? And then the government shuts down for 3 weeks and nothing ever happens. Yeah, nothing bad happens.
And nobody notices.
It's like,
except the people who have government jobs.
We could have actually shut this down a long time ago.
Okay. Let me go back to what Mari had originally written. She sent it in three parts, and I only read the last one. She wrote, collusion with a foreign government to get anything during a campaign is illegal. The law states that no person shall knowingly solicit or accept from a foreign national any contribution to a campaign of an item of value. Junior broke the law and has now admitted to it. Are we going to just push the line further over because he's a political neophyte?
What value are you putting on the information? Isn't anything of value like a gift, like $10,000 or something?
No. Okay. Information can be valuable.
I don't agree. I don't agree.
I heard this discussion the other night. That's the only reason I can.
I just don't agree
because I wondered the same thing. What is of value?
I'm just saying I don't agree.
Okay. This is, considering information's our business, I sort of do. But anyway, this is completely un-American and unacceptable. Instead of raising our hopes of making America great, we are lowering the standards of greatness. I'm appalled, and every true patriot should be as well.
Ugh.
And then she continued with something Labrador said. She said, that's BS. Labrador is going to forgive a federal crime because the guy's an idiot. So we're making this about Hillary instead of the person who really broke the law and just admitted it. That's the FBI's job. Wow, the standards are in the gutter for the GOP. And we should forgive him because he didn't know what he was doing. So we should be happy to have people who don't know what they're doing holding our lives in this country in their clueless hands. I feel so safe now. Thanks, Labrador. Honey would not melt in your mouth.
Donald Trump Jr. does not hold anybody's life in his hand. And if you remember correctly...
He's got kids.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean he holds their lives. But as you remember, Raul did come out and say, the family members shouldn't be out there talking for him. So he kind of ripped him himself.
To a certain extent.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't to that extent, but he didn't defend him as much as she's saying. Rocky in Nampa.
Yeah, all right.
You're on 670 KBOI. How are you, sir?
Good morning to you guys.
Hey, Rocky.
Say, listen... I think all they did was talk about their kids and showed pictures of their kids and talked about golf. That was Hillary.
That was the airplane.
That was the airplane incident. Well, that was nothing. So, I mean, let's not worry about it.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. So, again, let's talk about what laws were broken. And is that hysterical broad... Just before she wrote you. What laws were broken? Nothing. Did they get any information? No. Was she part of the Trump team? No. So what is it? These guys are absolutely hysterical. They want to find something they can lay their hands on, and they'll do anything. To do it. They want to get rid of Trump. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
And it's pathetic.
I think one of the things that she was asking, too, though, is, and a couple of people have asked this, why, when everybody was supposed to disclose if they'd ever had any meetings at all with anybody from Russia, why did so many of them just fail to write that down?
Well, I would imagine because it didn't mean anything. It was a nothing.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
And, I mean... Mark Levin and Rush Limbaugh and several others, you know, they said, I got meetings all the time. You can't remember every one of them, especially if they're a nothing meeting. So that's the same with me. Somebody asked you, I think there was a lady on the five that said, If I was on the team and somebody said I got dirt on my on your opponent, and she said I'd do it. I'll be honest with you. I'd find out what it was. I'd be curious. And I think everybody would, if they were honest.
Yeah, and that's kind of what Congressman Labrador said, which I asked him. I said, is it still okay if they thought it was coming from the Russian government? And he said, you know, maybe they were just acting on behalf of the FBI, which is a little weird. But as he said, the whole point of that was that it was kind of an amateurish type thing.
It was. But, why does it have to be, you have to be a professional politician in order to run for government now and know all the ins and outs? You have to be a really sleazeball. And that's what it boils down to. If you're a real guy...
Well, sometimes it helps because you're dealing with a lot of them, but that's a little cynical, actually.
That's actually true. You are dealing with a lot of them. So,
you know, if you're gonna go against an army, the best thing to have is an army. So
thanks for the call, Rocky. We appreciate it. reading a little bit of the article that Raul had talked about, and... he said everything that comes out about Russia is like the Rorschach test. Yeah. You know, if you look at a Rorschach test, you can say, oh, it's a bird in the sky, or it's a automobile. Yeah. Everything that comes out Trump, they say, oh, this is the one. This is the smoking gun. This is the treason. Every single thing to Democrats or whomever ends up being the Rorschach test that this is the thing that we're going to be able to.
Well, and
after a while, it becomes ridiculous.
Well, and the funny thing is, I mean, there weren't as many of them hitting at the same time as there are right now. But we had 8 years of that before this.
100% agree.
And before that, we had 8 years of it. And before that, we definitely had 8 years of it. And one of those resulted in an impeachment.
It stuck. Exactly.
And then there was, Iran-Contra before that. Mm-hmm. And of course, Watergate before that. And good grief. Bob wrote in to say, it's great to know that Rich is smarter than Jonathan Turley. Gee, I feel better now.
All right. Mike in Boise, hang on for me. It's 9:45. We're going to get to more calls. 336-3700, 1-800-529-5264. You're listening to 670 KBOI.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul Jay and Chris. More local talk with Nate Shellman is live this afternoon at 3 on 670 KBOI.
Nate will also have a family four-pack of tickets to the Snake River Stampede to give away this afternoon between 3 and 7. Hey, I just want to do a little quick sports update. Okey number doke. 24 seed and American. Sam Querrey has upset number 1 Andy Murray in the quarterfinals today.
Holy cow.
He won 3-6, 6-4, 6-7, 6-1, 6-1.
Wow, so Andy Murray must have...
Melted down.
Either melted down or Sam got better as he went along.
So he's on to the Wimbledon semifinals. So great for him. Great for him.
Beat the English guy at Wimbledon.
Yeah, got to love that. Mike in Boise, you're on 670 KBOI. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Hi, guys. I have two things. One on the health care.
Mm-hmm.
One, it's not lost on even the most casual observer that the cuts in Medicaid matched dollar for dollar the tax cuts for the wealthy. So that's got to go for anything to pass. And that ties into the opioid epidemic because many of the patients on Medicaid are being treated for opioid addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as the Republicans are going to think this is the way we're going to solve our tax problems by transfer of wealth from the middle class to the wealthy class, that isn't going to fly, not with this Congress.
Yeah, there are a certain number of people that will never vote for that.
Exactly. And on Jonathan Turley, I don't think Raul Labrador was singing him praises when he was working for MSNBC, hammering the states for all their voter repression laws.
Even though, you know what, he did bring up the fact that he had ripped Obama, and then he also ripped George Bush. So he did point out the fact that he doesn't play partisan politics.
Well, it was amateur hour, but as Rich so skillfully pointed out, the campaign chairman there wasn't exactly an amateur.
Yeah,
and here's the reason Donald Jr. released the string of emails, because if he tried to keep them secret and they came out later, somewhat like some audio tapes, that would have been the smoking gun. He would have been concealing evidence. So don't give him grape.
I think the president established very well during his campaign that he doesn't think emails should be concealed.
Yes. He doesn't use email himself because he's got too much tied up, too much tweeting.
He tweets. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
Paula of Boise says, why is it that the both of you seem to accept the notion that Trump received no information? You can't defend the Trumps by saying they are too stupid to know better. Well, number one, I didn't say they were too stupid to know better. And number two, I didn't say that I believe necessarily that they received no information. I said I didn't know one way or the other.
Yeah, that's just it. I don't know. They might have, or they might not have.
According to them, they didn't get any information.
Yeah.
I don't have the information they got, so I wasn't there. I actually don't know. Maybe they got information. Maybe they didn't. You know, a lot of this comes down to just, you know, who do you trust on these things?
Yeah, that's what it comes down to, because I wasn't at the meeting. Paul Manafort was at the meeting. He never invited me. He forwarded me the email, but I didn't have a chance to go.
I'm going to guess that he doesn't even know you.
Well, all right. That's probably true, but let me live in my little dream world as we can.
Yeah. Tim of Boise says, apparently Rich is smarter than Turley and Labrador, trying to claim it was amateur hour when a 40-year professional politician like Paul Manafort was involved is a joke. Okay, and so he didn't mean that in a snarky way. He said, apparently Rich is smarter than Turley and Labrador.
Yeah.
Rarely do people actually say exactly what they mean. Let's see. Bob says the Democrats and the media have named a criminal, Trump. Now they are searching for a crime. And that's not completely untrue.
No, that's
and it
true.
Wasn't completely untrue under, you know, any of the administrations.
Yeah, that's just it. My 55 years, it's been that way.
Bob says there was no information passed to Junior. And then he wants to know, what does getting it right mean? That's an arbitrary term. Yeah, when I said getting it right, I think we were talking about healthcare.
We were talking about the healthcare bill.
Basically,
yes.
I meant, you know, getting it right to where it can pass and, you know, have enough people in favor of it that it can actually go through.
Yeah.
Right, wrong. I mean, you know, it's again, it depends on your point of view.
Well, see, and to me, I think, first of all, I think it's wrong because I don't think the federal government should be in the healthcare business.
Mm-hmm.
But since that ship has sailed, I'm not fighting that battle anymore. I'm not tilting at that windmill. That's ridiculous. So now I just want it to make sure that the middle class doesn't get screwed and that people can still get their healthcare if they want it without getting penalized if they don't want it.
It seems like there are two ways, and based on the whole rest of the world, there are two ways that healthcare really works. One is if the government completely is in charge of all of it, and the other is if the government has absolutely nothing to do with it.
100% agree.
But as soon as you go about halfway, you know, all you run into are problems.
Yeah, it's like being a little bit pregnant.
Good point. David of Boise says, I would like to ask a favor of all politicians, not as a Democrat, not as a Republican or anything in between, but as a U.S. citizen, to please unite with President Trump so that he can do the good he has promised to do once he became president. All this childish nonsense is just hurting our country, and it must stop. Just think what the president could accomplish with all sides of our government working together instead of against one another. I know it's set up so that both sides don't have to agree, but how well is that really working for everybody? Maybe it's past time for some changes. Things could be much more simplified, and that would be good for everybody. Now, to a certain extent, you're right, but the only way to simplify things is to create a dictatorship, and not a lot of Americans are in favor of that.
And to talk about the fact
go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was just going to say, for him to say everybody needs to reunite behind Donald Trump, President Trump, so he can get everything done, the problem is not everybody agrees with what Donald Trump's trying to do.
Exactly.
So that's where it's tough for everybody to get behind it.
But we made this point, we've made it several times on here, simply that the most efficient form of government is when one person is making all the decisions.
Yes.
However, we got about 300 million people that say, wait just a minute.
Hold on a second now. Yeah. That doesn't really work for us.
Kent of Boise says, just listening to Labrador makes me realize we need a total repeal and replacement of the House and Senate. Well, he is leaving the House if you don't like him in the House.
And we also have a situation.
He wants to move into the State House.
Yeah. They have low approval ratings in Congress, lower than President Trump.
But you've seen how it is. Guys will go in with they'll go into the next election with a 30% approval rating and still win.
Yes, exactly. All right. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Stay dry and cool out there. And Rush Limbaugh comes up after national news and local update with Rick Worthington on 670 KBOI.